When I was in Copenhagen at a meeting devoted to biomolecular archaeology, I first learned about the effort to retrieve and identify Sitting Bull's DNA. It was a slide flashed up by a postdoc of Eska Willerslev, who's a noted ancient DNA researcher, and I tracked him down during a break and asked him about the project. He hadn't talked about it before. He knows it's a sensitive topic. Native Americans have had past issues with how their ancestors have been studied, and in particular what DNA can tell them about their past. But he grew up loving Sitting Bull, and when he heard that Ernie Lapointe, the great-grandson of Sitting Bull, was trying to identify where his ancestor was buried, Eska called him up and said that he might be able to help. And so now he and Ernie are analyzing a piece of DNA from Sitting Bull's hair that was in the Smithsonian collections for years without anyone knowing it. And ultimately, if they can get DNA from that hair, and it's not sure that they can get enough DNA from it, they hope to prove whether Sitting Bull is indeed in a grave in South Dakota. And if so, Ernie would like to remove his great-grandfather and bury him in another grave, one known only to his family.